This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Dr. Sandra Massey is a chancellor of ASU Newport, and she's been selected to serve on the American Association of Community Colleges Board of Directors. The association represents over 1,000 community colleges across the nation and is governed by a 32-member board of directors. In this interview, I congratulated Massey on the honor and got an update on what was going on at ASU Newport.
Thank you so much. Well, I have served as a commissioner for the past 3 to 4 years, and so I've gotten to know a lot of people at the national level, and this opportunity came open, and I was really honored to be selected to serve in this capacity.
Tell us a little bit about the American Association of Community Colleges.
Well, they represent nearly 1,200 of the nation's two-year associate degree-granting institutions, and they really are an advocacy group for the colleges, and they also provide a lot of leadership development opportunities. So they are an excellent resource for the colleges.
And so how do they help you, like, for example, for Arkansas State University Newport? Obviously, your community college system is different than maybe others in other parts of the state or other parts of in the United States. How do they kind of work with you all to be able to help meet the specific needs for ASU Newport?
Well, actually, one of the commissions that they have is dedicated to the rural colleges. So they do a great job trying to reach out to all of the different schools, and no matter what their needs might be. And this being on the board allows me to not only take issues forward that represent all of the two-year colleges in Arkansas, but also to receive input on what other colleges are doing that I can bring back to the state.
So what are some of the things that you hope to be able to do as you're on the board of directors, if you don't mind, please?
Again, I think the most important thing is to be that voice for the state of Arkansas. We do have our own unique issues, and rural colleges definitely being one of those. And we just want to make sure that when legislators are making new legislation or they're putting grants together at a national level, that they understand the barriers and limitations that someone in the Delta might encounter, and make sure that they are providing opportunities that allow us to be just as successful as someone in a metropolitan area.
I know you're obviously very active, not only in, with this, with being a part of the national board, but also you're very active in the community. You've got all sorts of higher education activities that you're a part of. Kind of tell us about some of the things that you're also maybe doing across the state as well to kind of help with higher education.
The presidents and chancellors meet through the Arkansas Association of, or Arkansas Community Colleges, excuse me, we changed the name last year. So I do serve in that capacity, and next year I'll be the chair for that group as well. So I look forward to working more closely with the presidents and chancellors across the state. Again, that provides me more information to be able to take to the national level. But I think on a local level, one of the things I'm most proud of is working with the Newport Economic Development Commission, because so much of the work that we do is tied directly to workforce development, and it gives me a great opportunity to understand the needs of the community and to be able to collaborate and respond more quickly to the concerns of our business and industry partners.
And I know that's one of the things you talked about earlier when we talked to you last time about the ASU Newport works very closely, like many colleges and universities do. They have kind of a board that provides that information to universities as to what the local workforce and businesses need. And that's extremely important, as you, I would imagine, as you take a look at what your programs are going to be doing over the next several years.
Absolutely. And we also have advisory committees that meet on an annual basis, sometimes more often, and we just finished that cycle. And that's where we are very dependent on those business partners and industry partners to provide us with information in terms of how we move the programs forward. Sometimes we tweak the curriculum because the needs of the industry are changing. Sometimes they just have feedback for us in terms of the graduates that they're hiring. So these partnerships are invaluable to what we're able to, how we're able to make sure that our programs are the best that they can possibly be.
Arkansas State University Newport Chancellor Dr. Sandra Massey joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU. For maybe some people who are not familiar with ASU Newport, can you kind of go through some of the, and just remind us about some of the different programs that you're doing on your different campuses to be able to help address some of those workforce needs that are in the region, if you don't mind, please?
Absolutely. We have nursing allied health programs across all three campuses. Beyond that, in terms of the workforce, we have niche programs at each of the campuses. And at Newport, we specifically have our high voltage technology program. We have diesel technology, commercial driver training, agriculture technology. And then at the Jonesboro campus, our main programs are the advanced manufacturing, industrial maintenance, welding, and hospitality services. And then at the Mark Tree campus, we have automotive, collision repair, energy control, computer networking technology, and cosmetology. And soon we will be adding an esthetician program. So we're very excited about that as well.
And you all just keep on growing and growing and growing with all the offerings that you have there.
We absolutely do.
So tell us about how did this past academic year go? I know that we're kind of wrapping things up, kind of going into the summer months, and then how kind of your thoughts across the ASU Newport system on how things went this past year.
We had an excellent year. I couldn't be more pleased, and I think one testament to that is when our students perform well at the end of the year in their various competitions, and we did get 15 medals at the Skills USA competition at the state level. So several of our students will be going to national competition. And then our PBL students were also successful in bringing back first place awards. And so, again, I think any time that other people recognize the standard that our students are able to achieve, that makes you feel like you really are hitting the mark.
When you take a look at and you start taking a look, because I know that right now your thoughts are, okay, we got to get ready for the next, you know, because it never really stops. Now, here's the next academic year that's coming up. Kind of what are kind of your plans and thoughts as you go into the next, you know, the 2019-2020 academic year, if you don't mind, please?
Sure. We are currently looking at how we deliver student services, our student experience. And we received a grant called Holistic Student Support from Achieving the Dream, and we have coaches working with us, and this is really going to be transformational. On the Newport campus, we have already, we're right in the middle of a remodel, which will allow us to provide more of a one-stop service. And what I mean by that is that the students come to one place and they're able to take care of almost all of the needs that they would have while they're on the campus. And the individuals will be trained to deal with issues beyond what they normally would do. In other words, again, it's more of a holistic approach, so you don't have to see three people to go through a process, but instead you hopefully will see one person who can handle all of those needs. So we'll be doing a lot of cross-training, but we're also looking at what is that experience from the first step on campus or even before they get to campus all the way through graduation, and we want to replicate that experience on all three campuses. Students should not know that they're at the Mark Tree, Jonesboro, Newport campus, but instead they're an ASU Newport student and they have one experience, and we want that to be the best experience possible for them.
And so basically, you know, whatever you, it's a kind of like a seamless flow no matter where you're at, basically.
That is correct. And we'll be doing the same thing in our online environment as well.
How have things been going? I know that you've been working with Dr. Damphus and with your other fellow chancellors and that across the Arkansas State University system by way of, first of all, by way of if students for the ASU Newport want to go to Arkansas State University Jonesboro and that. How's that been going? And then also how have things been going by way of as you've been working and kind of learning with other chancellors across the Arkansas State University system?
Well, as far as ASU or A-State, we have been working very closely on transfer options for students. We have increased the number of articulation agreements we have. We have people on campus that are working with our staff to try to help that transition be more seamless for the student. The transfer initiative is not just with ASU Newport, but the whole system is leading this discussion, if you will, and we're all very, very pleased with the energy and the passion that is coming from A-State faculty and staff in terms of understanding what a two-year college student can bring to the table, or the two-year college can bring to the table. I think they're recognizing more and more that our students are very well prepared once they graduate from one of our programs to then transfer to the four-year and be successful.
I will tell you, I don't know what I would have done without a community college, because I know that was my track, community college, first 2 years, Arkansas State, last 2 years. And I think for many students, it, not only does it serve as kind of a stepping stone, you know, it kind of helps in that regard. But as I said, I don't know what I would have done without that. I think there's a lot of students who feel that way, that it might be too much of a jump to go from high school right to a larger university. And the setting there for a community college is just much more, you know, it's much more personable, and it's a lot easier for students to kind of get started and get ready for, to start their collegiate careers.
You know, Jonathan, you're exactly right. We hear that a lot, and sometimes we're surprised by the students who will tell you that, but it is a big step for them. But amazingly, after they've had a semester or two that and they're successful, all of a sudden they've changed their mind and they get very serious about going ahead and transferring. And I tell you, we could not be more thrilled with Dr. Danfus in place, because he too was a community college graduate and is very, very supportive of the community colleges, and again, us helping to build that pipeline.
And one thing I also like is, I know recently there was a press release that was out that said that you had some high school students that were kind of competing in some skills competitions at ASU Newport. And once again, that's kind of reaching out into the area high schools, because as we know about Arkansas State University Newport, you get a lot of people from around the region, around a lot of Northeast Arkansas, going to one of the campuses, to Arkansas State University Newport, from the area high schools. And it's important to be able to kind of bring them onto those campuses.
Absolutely. And we try to do that in as many of the different program areas as we can. And our first, second, and third place winners all get a scholarship to ASU Newport should they choose to come here.
Very good. Dr. Sandra Massey, thank you so much for joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. Before you run, anything else you would like to add, please?
You know, one thing that we don't always talk as much about is our adult education program, Jonathan, and the state recognizes the top 25 scores on the GED test on an annual basis, and I did want to brag a little bit and tell you that ASU Newport's adult education program achieved the distinction of having two students out of the 25 that were in the top scorers. So we're very, very proud of the program and the students.
Dr. Sandra Massey joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU. I know one thing that was really exciting, Dr. Massey, was the new mascot there at Arkansas State. You know, when we talked earlier, you all were in the process of, you know, we haven't really released it yet, but now it's the Aviators. Kind of tell us about how that's been going as Arkansas State University, Newport, has the Aviators mascot now.
Yes, we're having a lot of fun because we're giving out T-shirts and all kinds of swag with the Aviator logo on it. And now we're starting to see that out in the communities that we serve. So we know that others are able to identify with the brand as well.
And that's Arkansas State University Newport Chancellor Dr. Sandra Massey. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.